You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I've got my man on the line, but I didn't see you at Supercar Saturday. You ducked out early. What was up with that? Larry's in. Larry's in, the man at Warren Henry.
You know, Jim, I normally would never leave early, but I had this whole wedding thing going on that night, so I had to get out of there.
Must have been Zinsanity there.
It was pretty awesome. I'm even more impressed that I convinced my now wife that it was really important for me to go to Supercar Saturday on the day of our wedding.
Yeah, I can't believe she let you do that, Larry.
That was good precedent to set, though. I think I'm in good shape.
Yeah. We'll talk about that a little later off the air. But so, Larry, listen. So when are you going on your honeymoon, and where are you going to go?
June 1st. And I'll give you a little bit more details on the trip offline, but it should be great.
It sounds really awesome. So let's talk about it. It's been a while since you've been on the show. I've been going up to the Lamborghini store. I saw a beautiful sign in the office that I saw your dad sitting in the other day when I was up there. It said something about that it's a great place to work. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we were really fortunate. Last year, Lamborghini Broward was voted number one best place in the country to work for amongst 18,000 eligible car dealerships.
Wow.
And the store's only been open for 2 years, so it's a tremendous honor. Really takes a lot to get there, and really proud of the team that we have. That's what it's all about there. It's a great environment, great place to be, and always a lot of fun.
Let's give them a shout-out. I see them all the time, but we never talk about them on the air. Let's give a shout-out to some of the team up there.
Oh, we got A.B., Leo, Denise, John, Adam, Jeffrey, Kelly, Heather, Margot, and a bunch more. But, it's certainly an awesome, awesome group. We got really lucky that we were able to build a team, and the team has just done a great job.
It's absolutely super. But that's not the only place. You've got a great team. You know, again, the guys at the Infinity store knocked it out of the park. They called me up, said, let's do a deal, brought the car. Actually, they came and picked up the car. I never even went to the showroom. Do you sell a lot of cars like that now, Larry? How's the purchase experience evolving? Because I teased it as we were going to talk about changes in the auto industry. How's the purchase experience? And I'll bet it has something to do with what happened to Ismet.
Well, in the long term, we see everything changing to where you'll be able to, do most of the deal either from mobile or from your computer. But, it's going to become a more digital experience where the customer is able to put their own deal together online, pick out the car that they want. They can come in and test drive to confirm that they want it, or we could bring the car to them and ultimately consummate the deal. But we've been moving towards digital retailing. We're also moving towards, when you come in to sign the paperwork, reducing the amount of paperwork and making that as much of a digital experience as possible. And the goal is to become totally digital in regards to the process in the very near future. I mean, some of our obstacles, unfortunately, had been out of our control due to some state documents that still needed wet ink. It's coming quickly, and we're very excited.
Yeah, Sergio, I want to give Sergio a shout-out. He made it an absolutely seamless and positive experience. I think the two cars I got from you in the last 35, 40 days, I think. I got Larry, it's just amazing, and I love them. You know, Mom loves her car.
Oh, absolutely. Sergio's a great guy. Sergio's a great story, too. You know, he was washing cars with us just a few years ago, and now he's the general sales manager at the Infinity store. So, we've been very fortunate that we've got some great people like Sergio who are extremely hungry and worked their way up very quickly.
Well, it doesn't hurt that they have an amazing product to sell and a great place to do it in. Now, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what's coming in more and more. You know, a few years ago, the whole Infiniti line was gas, then they got some hybrids. What's coming on the technology side?
Well, I mean, it's no secret, but everybody's moving towards electric, whether it's a plug-in hybrid electric, a full electric vehicle. There's all sorts of different technology and different ways to go about electrifying these vehicles. But, within the very near future, you're going to have full electric vehicles in the lineup of pretty much every manufacturer. Jaguar is going to be our first with a full electric, and that's coming in August.
Wow.
With the I-Pace. And after that, we've got plug-in Range Rovers coming. We've got plug-in Infinities, and then full electrics just couple or 3 years out. So the landscape is totally changing. The availability of these vehicles is totally changing, and now we have to see what the real consumer adoption is going to look like.
Yeah, but people are not sacrificing power, are they?
It's a different kind of power.
Okay.
So you have extreme levels of torque immediately available with an electric vehicle.
Okay.
And as soon as you hit the gas, basically the car takes off.
Wow.
Now, you know, if you want to put it up against a gas-powered supercar, for example, typically after a quarter mile, the supercar then takes over. But they're plenty fast.
No, you're talking about comparing them to a supercar, for crying out loud, Larry.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They're plenty fast. The things that, remain to be seen is the degradation of the battery. As people, drive them aggressively, how much battery charge are you going to lose with these different styles of vehicles that are coming out? Also, on a hot summer day when you're sitting in traffic and the AC is blasting, what percentage of that charge is going to go away and how quickly is that going to happen? Because electrics are still kind of, in many cases, they're cool and a bit of a novelty, they get away with a lot more. So when they start to get in the hands of the mass market, we're starting to see with the Tesla Model 3, we're going to get a good glimpse into how this is all going to change and what the shortcomings are or aren't.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. But there's got to be new technologies that you're introducing into the gas models, too. Tell me a little bit about that.
Gas engines are changing as well. Beyond hybridization, we have a car like Infiniti's new QX50.
There you go.
Where it has variable compression. So the car can actually determine how much power it needs at any given time and save you fuel as a result.
Wow.
So the car can actually, and this is nerd talk, so forgive me, but the car can adjust its compression ratios to allow for either greater power or greater fuel economy.
Hey, by the way, Larry, there's a lot of nerds that listen to the show. You're not alone.
You're
okay?
Kidding.
I swear to
you're
God.
Kidding.
Well, you got one talking to you right now.
Yeah, I know, which, you know.
So, Larry, we're going to wrap up here in about a minute or two, because I know you're backed up with the whole wedding thing, and I want to get you on for a double segment when you get back so we can talk about everything that's coming on and your honeymoon and such. But first, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Miss C. Zinn. Can you give us a little, give her a shout-out there, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. My beautiful wife, Courtney, very excited. It's been a long time coming. It's amazing how much time and effort and planning goes into a wedding, and then it goes by so fast.
I want you to know she's put up a lot of great photos on Instagram. My favorite one was when she kicked off her shoes, the little bejeweled shoes. That was my favorite picture of the whole thing. My favorite picture of the whole thing, because that sums up who you're marrying right there.
No, that's great. She set the tone and kept the energy going, and it was best night of my life. So I'm thrilled.
Hey, listen, Larry, I want to thank you for coming in. I want to thank you for sponsoring the show. I want to thank you for everything that you do for us, because it's just the most proudest thing for us to be part of the Warren Henry family. I'm looking forward to seeing, I'll see you when you get back.
Absolutely.
All right.
And, you please give Vivian my love. I hope she's doing well. And I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yeah, well, I'll see you as soon as, you're busy now, but I'll see you when you get back. And Vivian's doing better. She's really pushing the exercise envelope. That woman's coming back. She's an inspiration to me every day, just the way I know your wife is an inspiration to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And I'll catch up with you on, fairly shortly.